It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight from Unitigo High School, live on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, as we get set for another girls matchup tonight between the home team, the Unitigo Lady Spartans, and the visiting Green Lady Trojans. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Let's quickly sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And set to be a good one here tonight, folks, between Green and Unitigo. This Green team is coming in firing on all cylinders. They are in the top four in the MAC standings right now, and they're coming off a huge come-from-behind win earlier this week against the BG Lady Bobcats. BG traveled over to take on Green, and in the third quarter, BG had a commanding 37-25 lead. Fast forward to the fourth quarter, Green comes all the way back. They hit some free throws with 7 seconds left and win 45-43. So if you look at the Green Lady Trojans, they've now taken down Bainbridge Guilford, and they've also taken down the Sydney Lady Warriors. So they are in a very good position in the top four of the MAC standings. Is really, it's just kind of all jumbled up in there right now. The one thing that does hurt Green is that they dropped the game to Hancock last week, 33-28. So a low scoring there game there for Green. So that gives the top four teams in the MAC all one loss each. So that is certainly going to be an interesting road as we get towards that mid-February time when the MAC championships comes along, and to see who's going to be in that 1-4 and 2-3 game. And there's still a lot of games left to be played. When you look at Sydney and BG girls have yet to play, Delhi and Green girls have yet to play, so there's still some wins and losses out there on the table for both of these teams. If you're Unitigo, you're still fighting to try to get into that top four, and boy, upsetting a team like Green could certainly be the ticket. And this is a Unitigo team that plays better at home, in my opinion, over the last couple of years. You look at a team like the Delhi girls who came in here last year undefeated. Unitigo took them out. So you never know when you travel right down Route 7 here and you come to Unitigo what's going to happen. And the Spartans certainly have those pieces, and I think they're going to be extra fired up because earlier this week on Tuesday they lost a road game at Walton by 4 points, 38-34. It was one where they kind of sputtered the entire game and then made a huge comeback in the fourth quarter, just couldn't quite tie the score up, and they kind of gave it away at the end. So I think as a Unitigo Lady Spartan, you certainly are fired up to get out on the floor here and try to redeem yourself for that loss the other night, as that was one, talking to some of the players and head coach Vicky Beams, they would want back. They thought that was a very winnable game, and they just didn't get it done on the road. That's what happens in this league. It's a league where anything can happen, and certainly from night to night, anybody can beat any team at any given time. All right, we'll take a quick break here in our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop over for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Those rentals, they've just gotten a whole bunch of new cars and vans in there, so it's a great time to go over and visit Chambers and O'Hara. And, of course, their expanded service department is great as well to get you in and out, as they have a variety of full-time technicians on staff, so you don't have to wait when you go to Chambers and O'Hara. We'll be right back. We will pause for the national anthem. We'll get you your starting lineups for Unitigo and Green here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersO'Hara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back live from Unitico High School here. Nate Lowe on WCDO as we get you set for the Lady Spartans of Unitico taking on the Lady Trojans from Green. Let's do our starting lineups first for Green here tonight. A freshman and a player to really look out for, number 10, McKenna Sergi. A sophomore, number 12, Alyssa Sands. A senior, number 15, Emily Monteleone. A junior, number 22, Nicole Floor. And a senior, 6'1", Katie Carey, for head coach Dave Gorton. On the other side for Unitigo, they will start with 5'10", sophomore wearing number 15, Bailey Faulkner. Her older sister, senior number 21, Megan Faulkner. Also a senior, number 22, Sam Picard. A senior, number 23, Emily Slauson. And a junior, number 25, Hazel Hanel, for head coach Vicky Beams. Green will be in the dark green uniforms here tonight with the white trim. Says green and white lettering across the front of the uniform. Unitigo's in the home whites with the green trim. So pretty much opposite uniforms here tonight. And across the front of the uniform, it will say Unitigo in green lettering. We're set to jump it up here as it will be Bailey Faulkner, the sophomore for Unitigo, ready to jump. And Katie Carey for green, the senior, standing 6'1". Green will go left to right, and Unitigo right to left as we get set for the opening tip here in girls MAC action tonight between Green and Unitigo. Waiting for the officials who are having a little conference here over by the scorer's table as, oh, it appears the shot clock might not be working here to start things off here. So the pulling of some wires here, some plugging in, some seeing what might be missing here for this opening tip. Everybody on the floor ready to go here, and they'll look to tinker with the shot clock a little bit. And there it is. Lights up like a Christmas tree, and we're ready to go. So the Unitigo staff here sitting at the bench doing a great job figuring out that problem. You never know what it could be. So a great job by them as they get a round of applause here from the Unitigo fans. And now we're ready to get underway between Green and Unitigo. Again, Green going left to right, Unitigo right to left. And the opening tip is won by Bailey Faulkner, and Unitigo with the ball, but they will throw it out of bounds as Megan Faulkner, who got the tip from Bailey Faulkner, tried to throw it over to Sam Picard, but it was too tall for her. And so possession goes back to Green. And Green will have their opening possession, and McKenna Sergi will have to look out for her wearing number 10 here tonight. Talented player. And to the right side here is Sands. Sands to the top of the key. Steps in, finds Katie Carey. Left side, three-pointer off the back rim, no good. And a rebound here for Unitigo. And here comes Megan Faulkner. Faulkner kicks one back out for Hazel Hanel, and they'll set up the offense. And to the left side here for Bailey Faulkner. Down low in the paint for Megan Faulkner. Back out for Hazel Hanel. And the ball is too too tall for her. Once again, a high-energy pass flies out of bounds. And sometimes early in the contest, you have those jitters going, and I think that's what's happening for Unitigo here, as Green will get the ball back, and Alyssa Sands will bring it in. Sands gets it to the high post. They'll kick it out into the corner. A pull-up jumper is no good for Green. Off the hands of Katie Carey. They will say that Megan Faulkner, who was tied up with Carey there of Green, last touched it. So possession will stay with the Lady Trojans. 7:14 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless between Green and Unitigo. A shot for Green by Katie Carey is off the mark. No good, but a rebound will go right back to her at the left block. And we'll see what the call is here. Looks like a foul down low against Unitigo. And that will be on Emily Slauson for a hold down low in the paint. Unitigo comes out in the 2-3 defense here tonight. We're a minute into the ball game, and we're scoreless between Green and Unitigo in girls MAC action tonight. Green with the ball. They'll try to go up with the left-handed layup. There for Nicole Floor. It's no good, but she gets her own rebound at the right block. But she is swarmed by Faulkner and Hazel Hanel of Unitigo. Lost the ball. It slices out of bounds, but will stay here with Green. So 24 seconds on the shot clock, and the Trojans will look to pass it in. And they will. Here for Sands. 20-footer right side is no good. Draws nothing but air. Out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitigo. And there's the chant of air ball from the Unitigo student section, which is going with the whiteout theme here tonight, as well as kind of a mixed-up theme for Trojans. I'm seeing some togas over there. A lot of spirit here from the Unitigo student section. We'll talk more about that throughout tonight's game. Unitigo with the ball, and it'll be, again, punched out of bounds by Green as they bring it into the front court. We'll stay with Unitigo. It was Bailey Faulkner trying to pass into the corner before it was tipped out. So Hazel Hanel for Unitigo will get the ball in and finds Bailey Faulkner at the top of the key. Faulkner did not start the other night, but head coach Vicky Beam's going with some size tonight here as Bailey is standing 5'7". Actually, 5'10", excuse me. Sister Megan Faulkner is 5'7", as they kick it down low for Megan Faulkner. Back out for Sam Picard. Pull-up jumper, no good. Slauson for Unitigo with the rebound, but she brings it down low, gets tied up, and the possession arrow will give it back to Green, as that was Alyssa Sands who got her fingertips in there for the jump ball. So we're 2 minutes into the contest, and we're scoreless between Green and Unitigo. Chance of defense from the student section as Green has it at the high post as they go left to right. A pass down low, and now to Sands on the right baseline. Kicks one back out for Floor. Fadeaway three is off the mark, no good, and a rebound here for Sam Picard. Picard goes into the land of the trees and scooped it up there, and Unitigo going right to left, back the other way. For Megan Faulkner, now to Bailey, her sister in the paint, jumper off the front rim, and a rebound for Green. We're still scoreless here between Unitigo and Green. Almost a free layup there, but then blocked away by Unitigo, as that was Sands, who looked like she was going to have that free layup, but it was taken away. Unitigo back the other way, and a pull-up jumper for Slauson. No good. Megan Faulkner is there for the rebound. Megan Faulkner scores the first points of the game, and it's 2-0, and Unitigo falls into a press. Green quickly breaks it at half court. Here is Sands into the far side for the Lady Trojans, who are being swarmed by this Unitigo 2-3 defense. Down low, up off the glass, though, they find Emma Smith, who's checked into the game, and she puts it home. Emma Smith, just an 8th grader, gets it to go. 5'11", 8th grader here for head coach Dave Gorton, who has a young squad. Now for Bailey Faulkner, as we're tied up at 2 between Unitigo and Green. Hazel Hanel, far side, 15-footer, bang! And Hazel Hanel puts it home for her first bucket. Unitigo leads 4-2, and here comes the full court pressure. Green gets it to half court with Alyssa Sands, passes down low again, up and in for Emma Smith. Left-handed layup is good. So you had the sophomore passing to the eighth grader there. They get the connection, and we're tied at 4. Here's Unitigo with the ball, going right to left. They pass it over for Hazel Hanel, too far, rolled out of bounds. And again, that pass was just too tall and went flying into the stands. 4:26 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 4, live from Unitigo High School tonight between Green and Unitigo. And here is Alyssa Sands going left to right. Sands to the left side, gets into the paint, lost the handle. Ball is rolling and will go out of bounds and go back to Unitigo. And now a timeout here by head coach Dave Gurdon. No, actually just wants to get a sub in. And McKenna Sergi will check back into the game. So 4:18 to go in the first quarter. We're tied up 4-4 between Unitigo and Green. Here's Hazel Hanel to the top of the key, setting the offense in motion here for the Lady Spartans. Here is Hanel outside the three-point line in the corner left side for Bailey Faulkner. Got the jumper to go. Bailey Faulkner, her first bucket, and Unitigo leads 6-4. Then here is Sands at half court as Green goes left to right. They find Katie Carey to the far side for Sergi. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Gives it back to Carey. Running jumper, no good. And a rebound for Unitigo's Hazel Hanel. Down the left side she goes, streaking away. Now she puts on the brakes, kicks it out. Megan Faulkner, 15-footer is no good. And Katie Carey with the rebound for Green. Running ahead to the left side for Alyssa Sands. Up and good. Pretty passing there for Green. And Sands puts it home, her first 2 points of the game. And it's 6-6 between Unitigo and Green. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner. Now for Megan Faulkner in the corner. Back to the top of the three-point arch there for Sam Picard as they reverse it around the top of the zone. Now to the right side baseline here for Unitigo. And Emily Slauson, 10 on the shot clock. Back again to the foul line for Bailey Faulkner. Kick-out pass here for Hazel Hanel. She couldn't see it as the pass was too far in front of her. Goes rolling out of bounds, and Unitigo is going to take a timeout. 3:04 to go in the first quarter. Green will have the ball when we come back. Tied up 6-6 between Unitigo and Green here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 6-6 between Unitigo and Green. Live tonight here on CDO from Unitigo Central School. And now a shot for Green. Alyssa Sands, that one is short, and Unitigo with the rebound, and Hazel Hanel will walk it back up the floor. She pauses at midcourt, right by that Spartans logo, and now we'll get the offense going. They find Sam Picard to the left side, now for Bailey Faulkner. Back for Hazel Hanel, right side drive, and now for Megan Faulkner. Her shot won't go down, and Katie Carey picks up the loose change, and now we'll have a foul. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. We're tied up at 6. Unitigo was trying to double-team Katie Carey off that rebound, and as she tried to step through for the outlet pass, they called the whistle there, and they will get Megan Faulkner for her first foul. That's 2 fouls on Unitigo, and none so far here on visiting Green. Here is Sergi, and for Sands on the right side, as Green works it around. Now back to the near side, a pull-up jumper for Nicole Floor. That one is no good, and Unitigo with a rebound. Ahead for Megan Faulkner, off the glass and in. Megan Faulkner with the left-handed layup. She has 4 points to lead Unitigo. And it's the Lady Spartans leading Green 8-6 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Green going left to right. Here's Sergi down the left wing. Has her pocket picked by Hazel Hanel. And now a foul will be on Katie Carey. Carey was trying to reach in to keep Hazel Hanel from stealing that ball. Instead, they will call the foul here on Carey. 1:55 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-6. Unitigo leading Green here. And Unitigo will walk it up the floor with Hazel Hanel to the left side. Hanel stops, thought about popping a three, but again didn't pull the trigger. Instead passes down low for Megan Faulkner. She lost it, and ahead comes Green. And to the right side. And back to the left side here for Sands. And 1:39 to go in this first quarter, and it's 8-6. I got to give a shout-out to the student section. Trying to call the game here. I'm getting chance of Nate Lowell coming across. So, excellent job here. These guys making me laugh every time I come here. 1:35 to go in this first quarter. It's 8-6 as we get back to action. Enough about me. Here's Emily Slauson to the right side baseline and back out for Picard. And now for Bailey Faulkner. Gets into the paint, but not before she shuffles her feet and travels with 1:26 to go in this first quarter. 8-6 is the score. And the ball goes back to the Green Lady Trojans. And here comes Sergi down the floor going left to right. Sergi passes to the far side now for Audrey Plata, who has checked into the game. And now a steal again. Hazel Hanel with those quick hands. Trying to go coast to coast. Goes for the left-handed layup, but it's blocked away by McKenna Sergi. And the Zebra Crew saying it's going to go back to Green, much to the dismay of the Unitigo fans. Great job there by Hazel Hanel of Unitigo on that breakaway layup. But McKenna Sergi got back to swat it out of bounds, and it gives Green the ball back as they trail 8-6. Lady Trojans with the ball in the right-hand corner here for Nicole Floor. Back out for Sergi. To the far side, a pull-up jumper for Green is short, no good. Sergi looking for the rebound, and she'll get it. Sergi to the right side, passes down low. Turnaround shot for Nicole Floor. That's no good. And Bailey Faulkner with the rebound. Sergi is someone to keep an eye on for Green. She had 19 points in a win over Sydney earlier in the year, and she's just a freshman. Here's Bailey Faulkner to the right side, finds Sam Picard. Triple threat, gets it back to Bailey Faulkner, reverses for Hazel Hanel, wide open 15-footer. That's off the mark, and Green with the rebound. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. And Green will look for the last shot here of this first frame. Down low, they find Nicole Floor, but again, another steal for Unitico. Two on one if they can hurry. Bailey Faulkner finds Hazel Hanel, up and good. Hazel Hanel puts it home off the sweet dish there from Bailey Faulkner. Green looking for one last shot. Ball rolling out of bounds with 1 second to go in the first quarter. This one will be off of Green. And so Unitico is going to have one last chance here, but they're going to have to chuck one up from half court. There it is, Sam Picard, but it's short. That'll do it. An exciting first quarter. Unitico on top of Green, 10-6. I'm Nate Lawlin. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitico Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Unitico with a 10-6 lead as we start the second quarter. They have the ball. Pull-up jumper, Emily Slauson. It's good. Emily Slauson was wide open on that far side, and she puts it home. And Green head coach Dave Gerton has seen enough. He'll take a timeout. 12-6 is the score with 7:39 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away here for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
12-6, the Unitico girls on top of visiting Green with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowell with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream and game audio archive, always courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Here's Katie Carey for Green. Left side pull-up three, no good. A rebound for Unitico. And that's Megan Faulkner. Passing out to Bailey Faulkner. And the sister combo will work it up the floor. Unitico now with a six-point lead. Passing to the left side here for Megan Faulkner. Faulkner now for Sam Picard. And she's fouled there by Sergi as she tried to drive to the hoop. 7:06 to go in the second quarter. You might say, wow, Green has been such a dominant team so far this year in the MAC. How can they be behind? Well, folks, they were down the other night big time against Bainbridge-Guilford and came all the way back to win in the fourth quarter. So this is a team that will not go down until the final whistle. And there's a lot of basketball left to be played here. Unitico with a six-point lead. Here's Sam Picard, gets into the paint. She's fouled once again. And that dribble drive is really working well here for Unitico. This foul will be on Nicole Floor. And remember the new girls' rules this year. They reset the fouls every quarter, and when you get to the fifth foul, you're shooting. So that's two quick fouls on green here in the second quarter, so they are just three away. That's Unitigo from shooting. Hazel Hanel down low now, stripped of the ball. We'll have a jump ball as Sands and Faulkner got tied up. A little WWE style down there as both teams were wrestling and scrambling for the ball. The officials saying to both sides here, everybody just needs to take a deep breath. Ball is going to stay with Unitigo from the possession arrow, it looks like. So Bailey Faulkner will inbound here with 6:49 to go, second quarter. Unitigo on their home floor, leading 12-6. Faulkner passes in, finds Megan Faulkner, and now another jump ball is going to give it right back here to Green. And this Green team is starting to look a little fired up here after that good possession of defense. Alyssa Sands going left to right, brings it down the floor to the right side. Sands outside the three-point line, finds McKenna Sergi to the left side. Sergi for Katie Carey, back for Sands, left baseline, the shot no good. Rebound on the line, and they'll say it goes back to Unitigo. The shot came through the hoop. Both teams were chasing the rebound. And the Zebra crew in good position there to say that Green grabbed it but stepped on the line at the same time. Here is Hazel Hanel to the left side. Finding is Sam Picard, but it's stolen away here by Sergi. Off to the races and a breakaway layup is good for McKenna Sergi. Her first 2 points of the night for the freshman. And it's 12-8, Unitigo on top of visiting Green. Girls MAC action tonight. Here's Hazel Hanel at the foul line as Unitigo goes right to left. Bailey Faulkner now finds Hazel Hanel. Again, triple threat position, looking for some options. Passes for Slauson, left side on the baseline. Slauson back up for Bailey Faulkner. Now for Hazel Hanel with 10 on the shot clock. The jumper won't fall from that left side. Faulkner a rebound. Her right-handed layup won't go. And Green comes out of the scrum with the basketball. Here's the eighth grader, Emma Smith, trying to go coast to coast. And we'll have a foul here on Bailey Faulkner. 5:43 to go in the second. And the Unitigo fans not pleased with that call. That's going to be the second one on Bailey Faulkner. And it looks like head coach Vicky Beams will go to the bench and bring in Mariah Sullivan here. That was a tough one because you had the Green player, Emma Smith, flying down the court. And it looked like Bailey Faulkner was trying to plant her feet and take that charge. But it's a 50-50 call either way most of the time. First foul shot for Smith is up and no good. So actually, Picard is going to come to the bench here, and they will leave Bailey Faulkner in. And so Sullivan will come in there for Picard. This gives Unitigo a little more height down low with the two Faulkner sisters as well as Sullivan. Second shot here for Emma Smith is short, no good. Katie Carey, the rebound. She goes up, can't get it to go. Another opportunity, it goes down. Katie Carey scores her first basket of the night, and it's right back to a two-point game. Unitigo 12. And Green 10 with 5.5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here is Hazel Hanel, left side as Unitigo goes right to left. Slauson, pull-up jumper, left wing. That's off the mark. And Green, another rebound as they'll look to tie this game up or possibly take the lead. Here is McKenna Sergi, top of the three-point arc. Chest pass to Alyssa Sands. Sands with a bouncer over to the far side for Katie Carey. Back up for Sergi. 15 on the shot clock and back for Katie Carey on that left wing as Green goes left to right. Now they work it down low. The turnaround shot there by Nicole Floor is blocked and we'll have a whistle. That's going to be a foul on Unitigo. That'll be on Megan Faulkner. So now both teams with two fouls apiece. And this will send Nicole Floor to the line here tonight for Green. Still looking for her first basket of the evening. One of the starters for this Green team puts it up and in. And Nicole Floor, the 5'10" junior, scores her first basket. And it's 12-11. So if she can score this one, this would pull Green back out of that six-point hole and tie it up. But it's off the mark. No good. So it remains a one-point lead for Unitigo, 12-11, with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner down the right side, crosses the half-court line. Back out for Hazel Hanel. Hanel, 15-footer, no good. And a rebound for Katie Carey. Little early shot in the shot clock there for Unitigo. Green comes away with the loose change. Here's Alyssa Sands. Passes it down low for Floor. Passes back out, but a traveling violation on the baseline. And the turnover will give it back here to Unitigo with 4:42 to go in the second quarter. It's 12-11. Unitigo on top of visiting Green. And here is Hazel Hanel to the right side, flashing in front of the Unitigo student section. Hanel picks up her dribble. She's in a tough spot. Gets it back off for Bailey Faulkner. And a reach-in foul here on McKenna Sergi. So 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And that will be the third team foul here on Green. So Sergi's going to have to go to the bench. That's her second. 4.5 to go here. Second quarter, 12-11 lead for Unitigo over Green. Hazel Hanel with the ball. Needs some help as she picks up her dribble at the top of the key and now finds Emily Slauson left side. Finds Mariah Sullivan. Foul line extended to the right side. Off of the hands of Bailey Faulkner, and they'll say it was poked free. 4:14 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo has to be a little careful here as they have certainly given the ref an earful here tonight about how they feel about some of these calls. So Bailey Faulkner will get it in to the recently inserted Callie Walker, who gets one back to Hazel Hanel. Hanel now for Slauson with 8 on the shot clock. They go down low to Mariah Sullivan. Back up for Slauson. 5 on the shot clock. Now for Hazel Hanel. Steps in for Bailey Faulkner at the buzzer. That one off the mark. And Katie Carey skies for another rebound. Green looking to take the lead as they get the ball back with 3:50 to go, second quarter. It's 12-11. Unitigo on top of Green. Here is Sands on the left side. Now back to the right side for Katie Carey. Thought about a three. Instead kicks it back out in the corner for Sands. That's no good. And Bailey Faulkner with another rebound. Faulkner down the right side. Puts on the brakes. And now looks to pull up. Unitigo only with 2 points so far here in the second quarter. Looking to add to that. They pass down low there for Mariah Sullivan. And she is fouled by Katie Carey. This will be the fourth team foul against visiting Green here. So one more and Unitigo can go to the line. And there's still a bunch of time left here in the second quarter. Second foul on Katie Carey, so she will come out, and Emma Smith will come back in. The 5'11 eighth grader re-enters the game wearing number 51. Hazel Hanel will get it into Slauson. Slauson picks up her dribble, now finds Sullivan, and back at the top of the key here for Callie Walker. Now back to Sullivan again, as Unitigo being patient, working it around against this defense. They pass it down low. Slauson says she didn't touch it. The officials disagree, and it goes back to Green. 3:10 to go in this second quarter. Green head coach Dave Gerton saying to get the ball to the high post here on offense as Green goes left to right. Now they go on the baseline for Alyssa Sands. Her running jumper is no good, and the rebound for Hazel Hanel of Unitigo. Hanel running down the floor to the right side and passes back off for Sullivan. Sullivan back for Hanel, trying to go inside there for Walker. Walker lost it but gets it just in time to find it to Sullivan. 15 on the shot clock here is Unitigo working it around. And here's Hazel Hanel. Pull-up jumper. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound on the floor. And we'll have a foul on Hanel, who was trying to follow her shot. But Green was in good box-out position. They'll get the foul. 2:37 to go. Second quarter. It's 12-11. Unitigo clinging to this one-point lead in a low-scoring affair so far. And again, Dave Gerton going to his bench here, protecting some of his starters from picking up some of those extra fouls so close to the halftime break with 2.5 minutes to go. And Green brings the ball down the floor. And they find Sophia Brown. And Brown to the right side. And let's see what the call is here with 2:29 to go in the second quarter. Looks like the ball was just punched out of bounds there by Hazel Hanel. And at the last second, they will say that they will reverse the call to keep the possession here with Green. And the Trojans get it in. They'll throw it right into the paint. Again, tied up. We'll have a jump ball, and that's going to give it back to Unitigo. So, boy, that possession alone right there with two calls that were tough to figure out which way it was going to go. Unitigo will get it back. 2:15 to go, second quarter. 12-11 is the score. Here's Bailey Faulkner. Gets into the paint. Wide open layup is good. Just sliced and diced her way in there, and it makes it 14-11 as Bailey Faulkner now with 4 points, and Green with a three-point lead. Unitigo with a three-point lead over Green. Now Faulkner will get a rebound off of a Green shot and pass ahead here for Slauson. Slauson back for Faulkner. Again down low here for Sullivan. Back up for Slauson in the right side corner as Unitigo goes right to left. Here's Hazel Hanel, left side, pulls up. Foul line extended, she got it. Hazel Hanel now with 6 points, and that's a team high to make it Unitigo 16 and Green 11 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Green going left to right. They work at baseline, right side. The shot is off, but Emma Smith is there. Puts it in off the glass. Smith now with 6 points. The eighth grader to lead the Lady Trojans. 1:20 to go, second quarter. Unitigo 16, Green 13. Unitigo with the ball and the three-point lead. And here is Bailey Faulkner, who's done a lot of the ball handling here tonight. After the other night against Walton, she really just kind of stayed down low. Here's Hazel Hanel with another jumper left side. No good. Walker the rebound. She can't get it to go. Sullivan picked it up. And she tries to go up for the layup, but tipped out of bounds. And at the last second, will be touched by Green, so it will stay with Unitigo. Exactly 1 minute to go in the second quarter. It's Unitigo 16, Green 13. Great game so far here tonight on CDO. Slauson will look to get it in. Top of the key finds Walker. Walker back for Hazel Hanel. Passes down low. Turnaround shot for Sullivan. That one is short. Not enough mustard on it. Green sweeps up the rebound. Scooting it forward here to the left side. Here's Alyssa Sands. Kicks one back out here for Emily Monteleone. Monteleone with the ball. Passes back for Floor, right side. Her jumper off the glass, no good. And Sullivan, the 6'1" center, skies for the rebound. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Unitigo with the ball and a three-point lead. Here's Walker, gets into the paint, but she'll travel as she picked up that pivot foot with her back to the basket trying to make a little spin move. So Green will have the ball with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. They go left to right, and Sands will casually walk it up the floor for Green. Gets into her own offensive end of the floor. Now passes off for Monteleone. Now for Audrey Plata to the left side. Game clock is down to 10. Turnaround shot here for the Trojans. That one is no good as Mary Borchert couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Bailey Faulkner. She's fouled and she's going to get to shoot two. Oh, a silly foul there for Green, as all they had to do was let Faulkner even just run down the court. I don't think she was going to be able to get much of a shot off. Instead, they foul her. That's the fifth foul, so Faulkner's going to go to the line. Great opportunity coming here for Unitigo. At the line with Bailey Faulkner and a three-point lead with only 4 seconds left in the second quarter. First shot is up, but no good off the right side of the rim. Even if she can get one of these, this would be big here for Unitigo. Bailey Faulkner, the sophomore, with 4 points. Played varsity last year as just a freshman. Second shot coming, and Faulkner can't get it to go. This one off the back rim. Green with the rebound, and that's going to do it for the first half. Unitigo holding on to a 16-13 lead. Make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores as well as break down this first half and get you a scoring summary. Again, at our halftime break, live here in Unitigo, girls MAC basketball action, 16-13. Unitigo on top of Green. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Marabito. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal of Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area. Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on CDO. It's our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And our halftime score here live from Unitigo High School, 16-13. The Lady Spartans of Unitigo on top of the visiting Green Lady Trojans. A great contest so far between these two MAC rivals. Let's get you through our scoring summary here. First for the home team, the Unitigo Spartans, 6 points for Hazel Hanel, 4 for Megan Faulkner, 4 for Bailey Faulkner, and 2 for Emily Slauson on that side for Unitigo. For the visiting Green Lady Trojans, they are led by 6 points from 8th grader Emma Smith. Let's run down the rest of the list here. 2 for Katie Carey, 2 for Alyssa Sands, 2 for McKenna Sergi, and 1 for Nicole Floor. So it's certainly a good first half here, dominated by defense, but Green was really struggling to hit some shots here in this first half. And even down low where they have the size advantage with Katie Carey, with Emma Smith, they were just unable to get some of those shots to go, and really to get any penetration either down low, as Unitigo has done a nice job with Mariah Sullivan, who's 6'1", as well as Bailey Faulkner, who's 5'10", and of course her sister as well, Megan Faulkner, only 5'7", was still able to clog it up down low and not give Green much of an opportunity. So, but a lot of basketball left to be played. As we said the other night, this Green team was trailing Bainbridge-Guilford 37-25, came all the way back in the fourth quarter. It was a back-and-forth affair. Green went to the foul line with 7 seconds left, and they were able to win that contest. So that was a huge comeback win. So even if Unitigo had a double-digit lead, I don't think anything is safe here, as this Green team certainly has the horses to come back at any time. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, the score, Unitigo leading Green 16-13 in girls' MAC action tonight. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO Sports.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on CDO. Marabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Perfect phone number to have right now when it's so cold. 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And again, our halftime score, the Unitigo girls leading Visiting Green 16-13. I want to remind you about Brian the Photo Guy. He's here tonight. He's snapping a bunch of pictures, and you can always go on and see what he has on his website. It's brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. That's Brian the Photo Guy. Photo is spelled with an F, so F-O-T-O, merchant.com. Brian has hundreds of thousands of photos from area high school sports, mostly soccer and basketball. He has SUNY Delhi College Sports, the General Clinton Canoe Regatta, Oneonta Outlaws. He has a little bit of everything on there. And if you go around to some of these local games and you see him there, he's got the big portraits. He's got the wallet-sized portraits. He's got the pins. He's got a little bit of everything. So if you want to, maybe get a magnet on the fridge, something like that, you want to check out Brian the Photo Guy. His website is there, or you can easily find him on Facebook as well. So brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. That's F-O-T-O merchant.com, or find him on Facebook today. He does a lot of great work, and there's a lot of talented photographers in our area that really do a good job of capturing all the action that we have in our local football, soccer, basketball, softball, baseball, a little bit of everything. So certainly check out Brian the Photo Guy and others today. So the second half about to start here. 16-13 is the score. We'll take one last quick break. Again, the leading scorers here tonight so far, 6 points for Hazel Hanel for Unitigo, and on the other side, 6 points for eighth grader Emma Smith. This is a Green team that is just loaded with young talent. McKenna Sergi, a ninth grader, Emma Smith, an eighth grader, and a bunch of sophomores on there that start as well. All right, we'll take that break, and we'll be right back. 16-13 as we start the third quarter between Unitigo and Green. I'm Nate Lowell here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zycam Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Zycam Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And here we go as we get ready for the start of the third quarter. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. You can also go on to our game audio archive anytime. Go back to listen to any game. It's all right there for a free download brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Unitigo going left to right to start off this third quarter. They're in the home white uniforms with the green trim. And here they go down the right side. Here is Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner tries to throw it inside. It was blocked away. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to have a foul. This is going to be on Sam Picard as she was trying to steal that ball back. Reached out her hand and gets whistled for the foul. So Green will get the ball as they go right to left. They're in the green, the dark green uniforms here tonight with the white trim. Unitigo's in the opposite, the white with the dark green trim. 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. Trojans get it down low, and now a shot is up and in for Emily Monteleone. She's got 2 points. That's her first bucket of the night at 16-15. Now for Sam Picard, right side. Her jumper, no good. Hazel Hanel with the rebound, tried the old throw it off the player to knock it out of bounds, but the green player caught it. But now Hazel Hanel goes in and will get a jump ball, and possession is going to keep it with Green. But a good job by Hazel Hanel. After she lost it, Green stole it. She tried to take it right back and caused the jump ball. So again, Green is in the green uniforms with the white trim. Not sure if I said that correctly a second ago. Unitigo is in the white with the green trim. Trojans with the ball. They have it to the right side for Alyssa Sands. Back to the top of the key for Katie Carey. Dribbles left side, goes for the layup, and is fouled there by Bailey Faulkner. 7 minutes to go in this third quarter at 16-15. And that is Bailey Faulkner. Let's see. This is going to be her second foul. Katie Carey will go to the line. So Carey waiting for this foul shot to perhaps try to tie this game up and maybe take the lead for the Lady Trojans. First one off the back rim, no good. And the Unitigo student section has got some creative cheers when the other team is at the foul line. This one is up and good, though. Katie Carey blocks them out for a minute and puts it in. She's got 3 points. We're tied up at 16. Great job by the Lady Trojans to tie this one back up. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Here is Bailey Faulkner setting up the offense for Unitigo. Finds Hazel Hanel back to the top of the key for Slauson. Works it back out for Hanel. And now back for Slauson. Pull up jumper. Got it. Emily Slauson drains the two-pointer. She's got 4 points, and Unitigo takes the lead again, 18-16. Down low, and now a steal by Unitigo, taken right back, though, by Green. Emily Monteleone, the jumper, this is off the mark, and Alyssa Sands, the tiniest guard in there, comes in the land of the skyscrapers and pulls it down. Back out for Katie Carey, her running five-footer is off the mark. Sands falls down, gets the rebound, and it's stolen. 2-on-1 for Unitigo. Here's Hazel Hanel, back for Sam Picard, and she's fouled. Before she could get the shot off. 6:13 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 18-16, and they have the ball after that foul. That's two quick fouls on Green to start this third quarter, but Unitigo also with two. Just keeping that new foul shot rule in mind here for girls this year. Bailey Faulkner gets it into Megan Faulkner. Down low for Hazel Hanel. Lost it in between two defenders. The ball rolls out of bounds, but will stay with Unitigo. 6:09 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. Don't turn that dial here on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way. Unitigo gets it in. Megan Faulkner lost the handle. 2-on-1 for Green if they can hurry. Sands, a little give and go back to Sergi. Up and in. Sergi has 4 points. We're knotted up at 18 between Green and Unitigo with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Here is Picard. Now for Slauson. Left side back up for Hazel Hanel. Picks up her dribble. Back for Picard on the left side outside the three-point line. Now back for Bailey Faulkner. 15 on the shot clock. Back for Picard. Wants that three but doesn't have the room to get it off. Inside they work it now for Megan Faulkner. Her shot is blocked. 8 on the shot clock. Slauson throws one up. She can't get it to go. And now Picard with 1 second left on the shot clock is fouled as she goes up for that putback layup. Great hustle on the boards there for Picard, and she will go to the line. We're tied at 18 with 5.5 to go in the third. So here comes Sam Picard. Again, there was 1 second on that shot clock when Picard got the rebound and tried to put it up. First foul shot is off the mark, no good. So Picard here looking for the second one. Looking for her first points of the night, and they're all crucial at this point with 5.5 to go in the third. Second one is up and good. So Sam Picard gets her first bucket. Unitigo takes a 19-18 lead. A steal by Hazel Hanel. Now she tries a bounce pass over to Bailey Faulkner. And Unitigo will put on the brakes and look to set it up here to try to take advantage after that steal by Hanel. To the right side, they work it down low for Megan Faulkner. Back out for Slauson. Baseline drive. Turn around back for Faulkner. Throws up the left-handed hook. That's off the mark. No good. And now a travel on Green as they pull down the rebound. 5:07 to go in the third. Emma Smith brought down a rebound, fell to the floor, and when she tried to pass out of it, they call a travel on her. So the ball goes back to Unitigo. Much to the dismay of the Green fans. They get it in. Hazel Hanel, pull up 15-footer. That's off the mark. Rebound for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot in the paint is good. Megan Faulkner puts it home. She's got 6 points. And it's Unitigo 21, Green 18. Here is Sands to the left side as Green, and the Green with the white trim goes right to left. Sands gets into the paint at the foul line, but again, good hands there by Hazel Hanel. Punched it away. Ball rolls out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew says it's going to go back to Unitigo. So the momentum shifting a little bit here with 4:42 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 21-18. They get the ball back. And here is Hazel Hanel to the left side. Hanel inside. For Megan Faulkner, back out for Picard. Pull-up jumper, no good. Hit the back of the rim and then up on top of the glass. The backboard technically out of bounds. So we get the whistle there and possession goes back to Green. 4:33 to go in this third quarter. Heck of a game so far, and this is the way the MAC has been this year. On any given night, anything can happen, and so far tonight, that has been the case. So Green will get it in. They'll walk it up the floor here with Audrey Plata. As Green goes right to left, they cross the Spartans logo at half court to the right side in front of the student section. Plata picks up her dribble, now back to Alyssa Sands. Sands at the top of the key. Bounce pass here, looking for Plata again. Back to the top of the key for McKenna Sergi. 10 on the shot clock. Sergi's pass to the far side is knifed out of bounds there by Hazel Hanel. Her hands, it's like they have magnets on them here tonight for the ball, as she's been involved with a number of steals and just so quick. If you've seen her on the soccer pitch or out on the track during track and field season, she's a very quick girl, and you can see that here on the court tonight. Here is Sergi with the jumper left side. She got it. Sergi puts it home, and it's 21-20. Unitego leading Green, and now a steal by Alyssa Sands. Sands down the left side is going to take it all the way to the hoop, and now we're going to have a blocking charge here called on Bailey Faulkner. So that will be the third foul, I believe, yes, on Bailey Faulkner, and this is going to send Alyssa Sands to the line as Green continues to chip away at this Unitego lead. It's been back and forth. It goes up to 3 or 5, and then Green makes a little run to get back into it. So here is Sands, the sophomore, at the line wearing number 10. First shot is good. Swish. Sands with 3 points so far tonight, and that's going to bring Bailey Faulkner to the bench to try to protect her for this second half. Good move by head coach Vicky Beams. Sullivan will check back in for Unitego. Tied at 21. Second shot is up and good for Sands. So Sands now with 4 points, and Green takes a 22-21 lead. 3:45 to go in the third. Here is Picard, left side, picks up her dribble. Now across for Hazel Hanel, and now a steal by Sergi. Sergi's off to the races. Down the left side, puts on the brakes, and now will pull it out. Green wants to make something of this possession. Back to the left side. The Lady Trojans with some good energy at the moment. Sands gets the ball back. 15 on the shot clock, 3:25 to go, third quarter. Green ahead by one on the road at Unitego. Pull-up jumper for Nicole Floor. That's no good. Sergi the rebound, and again she'll kick it out with the fresh 30 seconds on the shot clock. Back over for Sands. The jumper is good. Alyssa Sands now with 6 points. Green with their biggest lead of the game, 24-21. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Picard to the left side, and now, oh, a great job there by McKenna Sergi. Was tracking down a ball that Unitego was going to let go out of bounds, but her toe just hit the line. So Unitego will get it back, but that's the kind of hustle you want to see if you're Green. Here's Slauson to the right side, back across for Hazel Hanel. Unitego looking for a bucket on this possession. It would be huge. Faulkner back out for Picard. Back over for Hazel Hanel. Little 360 dance into the lane to the far side. 3 on the shot clock. Picard throws one up. No good. And the ball rolls out of bounds with 2:38 to go in the third. So Green with some momentum here. They lead 24-21. This is a big possession for Green. If they can get a bucket, they'll have a big lead. If you're Unitego, you need to try to get a stop here. I know it's only the third quarter, but you can just feel the momentum here. So Green brings it down the floor with Audrey Plata. Plata to the right side for Sergi. Sergi picks it up, holds on to it here. She's in a tough spot, but gets the ball off. Student section into it, trying to support the Lady Spartans. Pass down low, intercepted by Megan Faulkner, but we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Unitego, just what they needed. 2:15 to go in the third. It's 24-21. Unitego gets the ball back. And Hazel Hanel will work it up the floor here. Big offensive possession coming for the Lady Spartans. Now for Picard. For Slauson, they work it down low for Faulkner. Turnaround shot, no good. Sullivan, the rebound, but she's over the back. And that's a foul there on Mariah Sullivan. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Unitego. So 2 minutes to go in the third, and Green gets the ball back once again. And let's see what this 2-3 zone can do here on defense. Unitego really trying to deny the entry pass into the high post, making things tough on Green. And now a steal again by guess who? Hazel Hanel. As they again tried to force it into the high post, she was right there to pick it off. Hanel down the right side. Finds Picard. Skips it across the top of the zone. Down low for Sullivan. Back across for Picard. Off her hands and out of bounds. And it goes back to Green. 1:35 to go in the third. It's 24-21. Green will get it back and work it down the floor. Getting to the half-court area. Green to the top of the key, finding Sands. Sands has it there. And to the left side here for Sergi. Sergi works it back far side for Sands. They continue to work it around. 9 on the shot clock now as Green really taking their time. Sergi picks up her dribble. Back for Sands. Finds Smith. Pull-up jumper is no good. And back the other way. Actually, no, they'll say it's up and good. I thought the shot clock would expire, but instead Green puts it in. So it's 26-21. Nice job down low. 55 seconds to go here in the third. Unitigo needs a bucket. Pull-up shot. No good, but Picard is fouled. And that's going to be a three-shot foul, and Picard is going to go to the line with 52 seconds to go here in the third. Let's rewind it for just a minute. I thought that was a shot clock violation for sure, as it looked like Green rebounded the ball as the buzzer went off, then put it back up and in, but it counted. They got it to go. So a huge job there. I believe it was Emma Smith who got the basket. Picard hits the first foul shot for Unitigo. That makes it 26-22. Second shot coming. This is a three-shot foul here for Picard. 52 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And these are all big for Picard if she could hit all three. Second one is good for Picard. And now the third one coming. It's 26-23 at the moment. Picard trying to complete the three-point play. Steps to the line, takes that deep breath. She's buried the first two. And misses the last one, but gets her own rebound. And now it's loose on the floor and stolen by Green's Katie Carey. It's Green 26, Unitigo 23. To the right side it goes. Green with the ball down low for Emma Smith. Up and good. She's got 10 points, and it's 28-23. 35 seconds to go in the third. To the right side here for Picard. Back to the top of the key here for Hesel Hanel. Back out for Picard. Right side baseline, three-point line extended. Down low for Faulkner. Her turnaround shot is no good. 20 seconds to go in the third. Green looking for one last bucket. And now a steal by Picard. Ball loose on the floor. Green steals it back to the high post for Smith. She passes out. We'll have a foul. And that's going to be the fifth on Unitigo and should send Emma Smith to the line. With 12 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And so Emma Smith, just the eighth grader, is going to go to the line here with 12 seconds left in this third quarter, and she'll get to shoot two. So these could be big. This could be a nice cushion for Green at the end of the third if they can make their foul shots. The eighth grader at the line, first one is up and gets the shooter's touch. She puts it home. She's got 11. 29-23 is the score. Second one coming here for Emma Smith. Takes that deep breath at the line. Shot is up off the front rim. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. Unitigo works it free with Faulkner. Now for Hesel Hanel. Hanel trying to get off one last shot for Slauson at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. Green leads 29-23 with three quarters in the books. 8 minutes left to decide this one. Again, Green 29. Unitigo 23. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here tonight on CDO. Green leading Unitigo 29-23. Green will have the ball to start this fourth quarter. 7:52 to go here in the fourth. Again, end of the third quarter, it was Green leading Unitigo 29-23. And we'll get the fourth quarter started here. And just waiting a second here. So Green's Audrey Platta could tie a shoe, and now we're back underway. Platta's at the top of the key, passes down low, off the hands of Alyssa Sands. It was tipped, and oh, they'll say it stays with the Green Lady Trojans, saying that it was last touched there by Faulkner before it went sailing out of bounds. So Green with a six-point lead, trying to hang on the road here tonight at Unitigo. Gets the ball in, finds Sands, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Bailey Faulkner, who's back into the game, but she'll have to be careful. She's got three fouls. Faulkner down the floor, right side. Will pass inside for Megan Faulkner. Far side, Hazel Hanel, pull-up jumper is short. The rebound back for Hanel, and to the right side it goes. Kicks it back out. Long two-pointer there is off the mark there for Deanna Suri, and no good. So 7:24 to go in this fourth quarter, and Green will walk it down the floor. Lady Trojans with the ball. Now here's Katie Carey in the right side corner, outside the three-point line, back up for Sands at the top of the arc here. Leaving it off here for McKenna Sergi once again, and Green is willing to roll some clock here. They get it for Katie Carey. Three-pointer, right side, no good. Rebound there for Sergi. Sergi is stuck down low, and she's fouled with 6:58 to go. And this foul will be on Beth Carey, who's checked into the game here for Unitigo. And now Unitigo wants to take a timeout. 6:58 to go in this fourth quarter. 29-23, Green on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Fourth quarter, Green with the ball and a 29-23 lead. Here's Alyssa Sands to the left side. Now they'll work it to the high post here for Smith. She gets stuck but throws it back out. Tipped out of bounds by Unitigo into the student section. Possession will stay with Green. 6:43 to go. Unitigo looking for a stop and maybe a bucket to get back into this one as they trail by six. They led by three at halftime, but Green has come on in the second half. Here's Katie Carey with a baseline runner. She gets it to go, and she's got 5 points. 31-23. Green on top of Unitigo. Now they work it into the high post. It's intercepted by Green. Here's Alyssa Sands. Stops. Blocked out of there by Bailey Faulkner. Great defensive play by Unitigo. And they come back the other way. Here's Faulkner. Gets into the paint. Lost the handle, now kicks it back out, finds Megan Faulkner, and to the top of the key for Hazel Hanel. Hanel with a little pull-up jumper, and she's fouled before she could get it off. And so Hanel's going to go to the line here, and this could be big as Unitigo trails 31-23. What else was big was that block by Bailey Faulkner on a Green breakaway on the last possession. Hazel Hanel to the line, first one is up and good. Got the shooter's touch on that one. Hanel has 7 points here. That's a team high for Unitigo. Second shot coming here for Hanel is good. Nothing but net. She's got eight. And it's 31-25. So Unitigo hanging around. Just a couple of steals away from maybe getting back into this. Sergi passes down low. Smith, a turnaround shot, and she's fouled. Boy, Emma Smith, for just being an eighth grader, is having a heck of a ball game here on the road tonight with 5:57 to go fourth quarter. She has 11 points and will go to the line to try to add to it. Green with a 31-25 lead with 5:57 to go in this fourth quarter. First shot is up and off the front rim. No good there for Emma Smith. Second one coming here with 5:57 to go. Smith gets the ball at the line as Green holds a six-point lead. Shot is up and in for Emma Smith. She's got 12. It's 32-25 with 5:55 to go fourth quarter. And here is Bailey Faulkner, top of the three-point line, passes to the left side, but the ball knocked out of bounds by Green. That was good hands there by McKenna Sergi to get her fingertips on it, punch it free. So 5:50 to go now, fourth quarter. Still a lot of time left in this ball game, but Unitigo has got to try to get a couple of buckets here on these next few possessions. They work it down low for Sullivan. This one intercepted. Sergi down the right side, puts on the brakes, and will set it up here for Green. Finds Katie Carey into the left side for Sands. Sands with a bounce pass back up top. Little give and go. Sands will get it back on the left side. Top of the key now. As Green continues to work it around, Sands with a bounce pass, but it was literally kicked out of bounds there by Hazel Hanel. And now Unitigo will go to the bench. Beth Carey and Emily Slauson back into the game here for Unitigo. As that's Sullivan and Serrar coming back to sit down here for Unitigo with 5.5 to go. Green leading the Lady Spartans 32-25. Green trying to continue to cement their place in the top four of the MAC standings. Left side here for Sergi. Running jumper swatted out of there by Bailey Faulkner. And then Sergi stepped on the line, and it goes back to Unitigo. And the energy is with Unitigo right now. If they can capitalize and get some buckets, this place is going to explode. Student section really into it at the moment. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. And now a pass to the high post is intercepted again by Sands. Ahead for Sergi, up off the glass and good. McKenna Sergi with 8 points, and it's 34-25. With 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Unitigo needs a bucket into the right side corner now for Slauson. Slauson back for Faulkner, and again another steal here by Sergi. She's been everywhere. Coast to coast, layup is good. Sergi puts it home, and she's got 10 points. 36-25, Green on top with 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Hazel Hanel to the right side for Bailey Faulkner. Gets into the paint, absorbs some contact, and her running jumper is no good. And Green picks up the loose change on the rebound. Long pass ahead for Katie Carey all the way to the 10. That one's no good. And a rebound again for Bailey Faulkner. Little crossover dribble, and she walks it down the floor to the left side for Hazel Hanel. Hanel trying to get the ball back for Beth Carey on the right side. Carey with a dribble drive back for Slauson. Kick out jumper, right baseline, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by guess who? McKenna Sergi. And guess what? She wants to run down the right side of the floor. Intercepted, though, by Slauson, and Unitigo steals it back. Halfway through the fourth quarter, it's 36-25. Green on top of Unitigo. And here is Beth Carey outside the three-point line. Passes for Hazel Hanel. Another steal here from McKenna Sergi. She tries to go down and up and in. McKenna Sergi with 12 points, and Unitigo's going to take a timeout. Green jumps out to a 38-25 lead with 3:43 to go in the fourth. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Green leading 38-25. And this is the tale of the second half here, as Unitigo was leading this game 16-13 at the halftime break, but it's been all green here in the second half. They lead 38-25. They have the ball going right to left and into the left side corner. And now back to the top of the key. Green is in the home, or the visiting, excuse me, dark green uniforms with the white trim. Unitigo's in the white uniforms here, the home uniforms with the green trim. And now here's eighth grader Emma Stone, the pull-up jumper, no good. We're going to have a foul underneath. This one will be on Green, and so the ball is going to go back to Unitigo with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Been some great individual efforts on both sides tonight. Unitigo has just gone a little cold here in the second half. A pass down low for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound for Katie Carey of Green. Carey brings it down the floor. Holds on to it here, finds Alyssa Sands. And Green is content to work some clock now with 2:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Katie Carey, skips it across. Now inside, up and in for Nicole Floor. And she's got 3 points, and it's 40-25. Green on top of Unitigo by 15. And to the far side. Now they'll work it inside for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot. That one's no good. Another rebound is loose on the floor. Green will come away. And here's Alyssa Sands. Sands down the right side, and she'll pull up. And again, Green is content to work some clock as they lead by 15. Katie Carey pump fakes on the three. Now back to the top of the key here for Sands. Green looking again to solidify their spot in the top four in the MAC, and all these wins on the road are key. Down to five on the shot clock here. Sands has it at the top of the key. They're going to have to throw one up. Katie Carey from three-point land, no good. Green wanted a foul. They won't get it, but they will get the rebound. Here's Floor up off the glass and in. Nicole Floor with 5 points. And Green leads 42-25 with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo now working it around with Hazel Hanel, but another steal for Green. And here comes Katie Carey up off the glass. She's fouled. Can't make the shot and will go to the line. 42-25 to score. With a minute 27 to go, Green is on top. I have to give a special thank you here while we pause for this free throw to Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo. Personally brought me dinner here tonight while I'm on the air. Dropped it off. Big thank you to Hot Rod from Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo. Perfect for graduation parties, work parties, anything like that. Check them out. Hot Rods Barbecue in Otigo. It's going to be good when I get home later, that's for sure. First shot is up and good for Katie Carey. She puts it home. So 1:27 to go in this fourth quarter. And Green with a 43-25 lead. Second shot is off the mark, no good. And so the rebound is taken by Unitigo. And Hazel Hanel will work it down the floor. And to the left side for Picard. Pull up three, no good, rattled out. Sullivan the rebound, gets it back out for Picard. She throws up another one. This one a long two-pointer, no good. And now we'll have a whistle as Alyssa Sands down on the floor with 1:08 to go. We'll hope that she's okay. Looked like maybe she rolled an ankle here. And head coach Dave Gorton is out to have a chat here with Alyssa Sands. So we'll take a quick break here. 1:08 to go in the fourth quarter. 43-25. Green on top of Unitigo on the road. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we start to wrap up this fourth quarter with 55 seconds to go. Green is pulling away, 45-25. in a game that Unitego led 16-13 at the half. Here's Slauson, left side. Her jumper is no good, and the ball will be saved before it rolls out of bounds here by Green. A pass ahead. Now for Emily Monteleone. Monteleone with the ball, but it will be a timeout. No, they're going to let the subs come in here after a traveling violation is called on Green. So 35 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. 45-25 is the score. And so Unitego will inbound underneath the basket here. And they will throw it in, but a quick steal here by Green, and Green will take it back into their own offensive end of the floor. They get it down low, a turnaround shot, and a foul. And Green will head to the line here. Mary Klutcha will go to the line to shoot two for Green. With the score of 45-25 with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. First shot is up and good. So Green leading 46-25. Looking to add to it here with Klutcha at the line. Second one is off the mark, no good, and a rebound for Unitego. And so the Green girls were trailing by three at the half, but they're going to come back for a huge victory on the road here tonight as Sam Picard is going to nail a three for Unitego to make it 46-28. And the Lady Trojans will work it down the floor with 15 seconds left in this one. Whatever head coach Dave Gorton said at the halftime break really got his crew fired up here in the second half. Green with the ball, and now we'll have a jump ball, which will give it back to Unitego. 7 seconds left, and it's 46-28. One more chant of Nate Lowell from the student section. Appreciate those guys over there. A lot of energy over there tonight. And Unitego with the ball. They'll have one last shot with Emily Slauson. No good. And Green will win this one 46-28 on the road against Unitego. Our postgame show will be coming up. We'll get you your final stats and any out-of-town scores we can gather up. Again, the final here from Unitego tonight. The Green girls defeating Unitego 46-28. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Unitigo High School. Our final score tonight, the Green Girls defeating Unitigo 46-28. Let's do our final scoring summary first for the home team tonight, the Unitigo Lady Spartans. 8 points for Hazel Hanel tonight. 6-4 Megan Faulkner, 6-4 Sam Picard, 4 for Emily Slauson, and 4 for Bailey Faulkner here tonight for Unitigo. On the other side for Green, 12 points for McKenna Sergi and 12 points for Emma Smith, 6 points for Katie Carey, 6 points for Alyssa Sands, 5 for Nicole Floor, 2 for Mary Borchert, and 2 for Emily Montalioni. So Green was trailing 16-13 at the half, and then just a big second half to come back to win this 146-28. Let's do our three awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, also ACCO Brands of Sydney and NBT Mang Insurance Agency as well. Our first award is for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that one tonight to McKenna Sergi from Green. Team high 12 points on that side for Green, and she is a deserving recipient tonight of our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Had a ton of steals as well, did a really nice job. Secondly, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Emma Smith tonight from Green. 12 points as well. Just did a great job on the glass down low and just an eighth grader. Excellent night tonight for Emma Smith from Green. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Bailey Faulkner of Unitigo. Had a couple of huge blocks. I just thought she was great all over the floor tonight and did a really, really nice job. So Bailey Faulkner is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Again, our final score, Green defeats Unitigo 46-28.